most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you're interested. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com. You click on the link at the top of the website that says, that says Channel 1. You scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, which is Question Reality, and you click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page, and there you can view a whole list of past guests, and you can check out anything. We got tons of shows. We got Academy Award winners. We've got celebrities. You name it. There's models, musicians, so many people for you to check it out, and they're giving you career advice, so you want to do that. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. So you just go to the search box and you type in Question Reality Radio and you will find us right away, and you can listen to the shows and download them right into your iTunes account. Now, if you want to find out who's going to be on our show in the future, we're booked all the way till the end of the year. Thank God. And you can find that out by going to the official website, and that is questionrealityshow.com, questionrealityshow.com. Now, we have, as always, a fantastic, great, super fantabulous, terrific guest for you today, and his name is Kujay, and he is a singer, songwriter, musician, and we are going to talk to him in a couple minutes. He is coming to us live from the islands, I believe St. Martin, I hope I'm right, but we're going to talk to him in a little bit. But first, I want to tell you that we have some wonderful classes coming up for you this week. For all of my actors, this is for you. On Tuesday, May 24th, there is an Actor Site workshop, and they are going to have Kara Shoot from Brander Brandman Casting. And this is a really busy TV drama office. They have primetime shows, dramas that they're currently casting for. So get out there, sharpen your TV drama skills, and be ready to do a cold read. Now, this lady, Kara, she does, she hands out scenes, and it's up to you to go in there and kick butt with your partner. So if you got some really good cold reading skills, you want to go to this class. Now, Actor Site actors, they're really, really terrific cold readers. So if this is your first time going, it'll be a real experience for you to read opposite one of them, because if you take the classes there, you'll really learn how to do some kick-ass cold reading. So that's really important in Hollywood. So if you people are thinking of coming out here, you definitely want to sign up for a cold reading class. But now, get up off the couch, get your butt into an Actor Site workshop this Tuesday evening. They check in at 7:15, and the workshop will be held at the Sherman Oaks Actor Site, and that is 5512 Van Nuys Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, and the phone number is 818-442-9400. Guess I should have told you to get a pen and paper, because I always require you to write something down. So again, Sherman Oaks Actor Site. And the website is actorsiteworkshop.com, actorsiteworkshop.com, ActorSite. And you can find all the information out there. Now we have another workshop, which is Actors Creative Workshop, totally different, sounds similar, but they're going to have a workshop on audition techniques, and they're going to have manager producer Jeffrey Brooks, and he's going to have a really challenging audition technique class, and that starts Tuesdays at 7:30. The next six-week session starts May 24th, and the price for that is $325. They have Saturdays starting at 10 a.m. for 6 weeks. The next session starts June 4th. And that's $325. And they also are offering an invite only to a second level class for previous students. And that's going to be on Wednesdays starting at 7:30. And the next six week session class starts May 25th. And that's also $325. Now, in case you've never gone to Actors Creative Workshop, it's a wonderful place to take workshops from casting directors. If you're an actor, as you know, it's not enough to send out your headshot in a manila envelope. As a matter of fact, if you're still doing that, it's okay, but you've got to be proactive in other things. You've got to get out there. Most importantly, get in front of the casting directors. Go to these workshops. Now, technically, they're going to run a clause that says, we're not here to hire anyone, blah, 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 blah. You're just here to, we're here to critique you. But bottom line, we know the scoops. If you go in there, you kick ass, they're going to be calling you for sure. So that's like something we all know happens. So about this class, Jeffrey Brooks works with actors to blend the business of the industry with the creative act of acting. So in addition to helping actors learn how to book jobs, he also coaches actors on character development. And also what's really good is how you need to obtain representation. So rather than concentrating on one technique, he teaches students to utilize all the disciplines and tools at their disposal to become the actors that they want to be. It's not just enough to teach about acting. You got to know about the business. The business, really, you're a talent, but if you're not thinking about the business aspect, you're missing half of what you need to do to be a celebrity and a star. You really need it. Whether you're an actor, a singer, a dancer, a model, musician, you got to know something about the business or else people are going to just steal your damn money and cast you in the gutter. So there you go. Now, Jeffrey Brooks has coached actors to find success on shows such as CSI Miami, Without a Trace, national commercials like McDonald's and Heineken, the show Heroes, Everybody Hates Chris, Little Miss CEO, tons of indies, just et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, just tons and tons. So this is definitely a guy you want to get in front of. Oh, he also did 2.5 Men, Ghost Whisperer, Mentalist, Criminal Minds, Entourage, blah, you name it. If it was a hit, he has worked on it and cast for it. So you want to get out there. Okay. So if you want to email and get on the list to take this class, sign up now. You want to email info@creativeworkshop.com. Again, info@creativeworkshop.com. So I would highly recommend that class because, I mean, I have heard really good things about him. I've never taken one of his classes, but I know my friends and my fellow countrymen have experienced him. So check him out. And then send me an email. Let me know how you liked it so I can personally vouch for it. Okay, so now let's get back to our star of the day as far as we're concerned, Mr. Kujay. Now, a little bit about Kujay. He was born, now, oh my God, I don't even want to say when he was born. Ah, I was at the peak of my good looks in 1988. Okay, so he was born in 1988. That's depressing for a lot of us who were like in their latter teens. Orleans in 88, but he was born on the beautiful island of St. Martin. And his Jawara S. Joe, also known as Kujay, was introduced to music at a young age of five. His father, Ross Bushman, was the founder and drummer of Freedom Fighters, one of the island's top reggae bands, and he bought him a keyboard for his fifth birthday. How cute! And there is when it began. Kujay got the fever, and he joined the band at the age of 10 and made his first appearance on stage when he was just 12 years old. That is so cute! And he grew up listening to the music of Bob Marley and Third World and Steel Pulse and all those legendary reggae artists. So that was his musical influence. And then later on, he discovered hip hop and dancehall artists such as Tupac Shakur. I love Tupac. Funkmaster Flex, Wyclef Jean, Beanie Man, Bounty Killer, Mr. Vegas, and a ton of others. And that helped him develop a passion for different genres of music. And he began to musically blend those with reggae to his own creative mind. And he made a unique sound. Now, Kujay has opened for various artists like Luciano, Sanjay. Now, I don't know. I'm looking at this, and I don't know if this is Lil Wayne or I-Wayne. So I'm going to let him tell me that one. Fontan Moja. I might not be able to pronounce all of these now that I'm reading it. I'm going to do the best I can. Damien, Junior Gong, Marley, Egyptian, Sean Paul, know him, Jacure, Elephant Man, Israel Vibration, and Lloyd Banks. And as a solo artist, he also composes music and writes lyrics. Now, in 2004, he released his first CD called What It Is, including his hit single, Pretty Lady. And in 2006, he recorded his second CD, In My Town, with two more hit singles, Are You Okay?, and In My Town. Then he went cruising and traveling all the way over in 2008 to Kingston, Jamaica, and he hooked up with Ronald Sony Spoon Wright, the owner of the Sons of Spoon record label, and he recorded Always in My Head on the Chemistry Rhythm CD produced by Sons of Spoon and Tad's Records. And then he went back the following year. He returned to Jamaica after linking with Shaba from Needlepoint Records and produced his latest single, Mr. Customs Officer, which will soon be, I don't know, it probably has been released by now because this might be a little old, but Mr. Customs Officer, it says it will be or soon to be released CD, Nubian Girl Rhythm. So he's going to update us on that. That might have already happened. And the single apparently received positive airplay, rave reviews, and legions of fans around the world. Oh, my God, I love that. Legions of fans. I think I am going to use that. I really like that. Priscilla has legions of fans. That sounds good. Okay, we're going to adopt that. All right, that will be – you'll be hearing that on every show now. All right, so now Kujay has started off the new year. Well, it's halfway over. I think this is a little old, this bio. Okay, so Kujay has started off the new year with a new dance hall style and has released a single which he produced himself, and the song is entitled Put It On You, and it features Tatiana Gibbs, also known as Tati, which is another talented artist from St. Martin. And the song is definitely one to have. So if you haven't heard it yet, make sure you do. You know what? You're going to hear it today. You are going to hear it today because we're going to play it around 5:30. We're going to play the whole song. So you better stay with us. And the fans can look forward to Kujay doing a music video. Again, this may have already happened, so hopefully he'll let us know, for his new single later on in the year. And so without further ado, let's talk to Kujay. Woo! Are you there, Kujay?
Kaboom! Kujay in the biz. And what's up, Priscilla? Everything okay?
Oh, my God! I love your accent! That is awesome! You're like a real islander, aren't you?
Well, I can't abandon my accent, so I have to keep it still.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope I can understand you, because it, the most, I have a tendency to love these beautiful accents, but then I never can understand what the hell people are saying. Like, I love the French accent, but when they talk to me, I don't know what they're saying half the time, and they're speaking English. So if I miss something, you just try to fill me in a little bit. Now, did I do a good job with your bio? Did we get everything? Is everything updated, or has, what's happened and what hasn't happened from the bio?
Okay, well, basically, let me try to speak as clear as possible.
Thank you.
Well, your the bio, you said it correctly.
Ah.
The bio, like you said, is kind of old, because I've been kind of busy recording and so forth, so I didn't get to update the bio as yet, because I'm doing everything on my own at the moment.
Ah, well, you're 23, too, so that means that you also have to entertain the ladies, and you certainly don't have time for writing when you got all those hot Islander ladies coming at you from every which way, jumping all over you, clawing you and pawing you, right?
Well, I have to make time. I have to make time.
Of course. So what's happened since now pretty much from let's go back a little bit. Now, we know that you started because your dad bought you a keyboard for your fifth birthday. Now, let me ask you, sometimes when you are born into a musical family, you, from being around the music, you know right away that you too want to be a musician. But sometimes children are born into families of actors or musicians, and they don't want to go into that profession. So did you always know from a very early age that you wanted to be a musician? Is that what you always wanted to be, or did you ever want to do something else or think about doing something else?
Well, as for that question, at the age of 5, you don't really have much ideas of what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started to learn music, it was like the only option. But my father had a hard time getting me into the music. The first instrument he bought me actually was the guitar.
Ah, see, this is wrong. You got to talk to whoever wrote that and give them the correct information.
No, the keyboard was the first instrument I was interested in.
Oh, I see. Mm.
Because the guitar, I didn't like it at all.
Oh, really?
How
come
like
you didn't
it?
Like it? Because it puts calluses on your fingers?
I think that was the problem, exactly.
Yeah, and at 5, I mean, come on, that's really hard to press for a child.
Well, I didn't like it at all. So he bought me a keyboard instead. And the keyboard, I couldn't break that.
Yeah.
Because that was the type of child I used to break everything.
Oh. Now, what do you think? Was there some aggression going on there? And has it escalated? Do you now break every piece of furniture in your house when you get mad, or what?
No, I grew out of that right now. I grew out of that.
Oh, no. All right, women, you heard that. We may want to just have Kujay for the weekend and move on. He's violent. No, I'm just kidding. We can't have any furniture with Kujay. Forget about him buying you nice furniture. He's going to break it all. All right. So you got your keyboard. You love the keyboard. You appeared at 12 years old. Did you joined a band? There was like a band of 10 of your friends you put together?
Well, actually, no. It was my father's band, the Freedom Fighters band.
Okay.
So he
– Uh-huh.
Yeah, because he had a band for many years. And he needed a keyboard player at a certain time. So at the age of 10 is when I joined the band. And I started practicing and rehearsing all the time with them. And at first they wanted me to perform at 10, but they said I'm a little too young, so don't give me some time. But at 12, they was like, well, he's ready, so let him go on stage. So at 12, I went on stage and everyone was impressed because not only was I playing the keyboard, I was also the lead vocalist while I was playing the keyboard.
Oh. Now, had you had any prior vocal lessons, or are you a natural, do you have natural singing talent?
Well, I got vocal lessons afterwards.
Oh.
Because after a while, because singing wasn't really something I wanted to do at that time.
That's very interesting. I like what you're saying, Kujie, because you are saying you got the guitar, you didn't like that, you got the keyboard, you liked that, you started singing, you didn't like that, but now you're doing it professionally. So I like that you're saying that because I want people to understand that you may think, if your first instinct is that you want to do something, but then you do it and then you find out that you don't like it, don't think that it's that you're going to not like it forever. It might just be that there are other things going on in your life that make you not feel like singing at that time or dancing or acting, but it can come back to you. And if it comes back to you that you have the desire, then you need to try it again and not have that bad memory of when you think that you're not going to like it. So go ahead, Kujie.
Well, I see it all as a form of evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything happens at the right time. For certain people, it takes longer than others. So singing, to me at the time, it wasn't really like something I wanted to take seriously. It was just like a hobby. But when I see how the people reacted and they were interested and they cheered on and so on, that's when I was like, I should improve myself.
That's right, because you got the star feeling, right? I mean, who wouldn't love people clapping and cheering? And you started realizing that you had a gift that you may not have thought was as important as it is to other people, right?
I didn't even think it existed at the time,
mm-hmm.
until then.
Mm-hmm.
So it just took that experience to realize that I should get into it. And at this moment, I don't regret it at all.
Right.
Because I can't see myself without music at the moment.
Isn't that?
I'm always writing. I'm always composing. I'm always producing. It's like I'm a music junkie at the moment.
Oh, well, that's good. If you're going to be a junkie, a music junkie's the best junkie to be, right? Now, let's talk about, you grew up listening to music of Bob Marley and Third World and all those really cool legendary reggae artists. Who do you feel that your style is most like? Like, for example, if people who've never heard of Kujie here in the main, on the mainland, well, you're not in Hawaii, but in the U.S., okay. So people who haven't heard of Kujie, but they will be hearing of Kujie, but if they wanted to check you out and you needed to pique their interest, who would you say that your singing style, musical style is most like that we would be most familiar with? Like, we're very familiar with Bob Marley, Wyclef Jean, Tupac Shakur, but other ones, for example, me, I've never heard of Steel Pulse or Third World. So who would you say your style is most like that would interest us enough to check you out?
Well, me, I consider my style as original, completely original.
Mm.
But compared to what people say, like what their opinions are, most people say that I have something like from Bob Marley.
Okay.
They say I have certain things from the Marleys. Like, most people, like, when I go to the States, they mistaken me for Stephen Marley or Ziggy Marley.
Oh, but, really?
Yeah, they tend to say we look alike.
Oh, well, that's a good thing because they're cuties, aren't they? They're hot little items, so that's a good thing. So we know you're a hottie, don't we?
Well, that's up to the ladies to decide.
Well, I'm glad. Well, yes, you are. Well, actually, I am looking at a picture. I just went in and looked at a picture of you, and you are a hot little item. For you ladies who have not checked out Mr. Kujie, he is looking fine. And you know what else he does fine? He sings fine. So you know what I want to do, because I don't want to keep anybody in suspense, and I want people to make their own decision. So I want to play the clip that we have from your... Now, I don't know if this is your latest single, because as we said, this information is old, but I received a clip of your song, Put It On, which is featuring Tatiana Gibbs. So is this your latest single?
Yep, that's my latest single.
Your latest single. Okay, so I want to play that now for everyone so that we can hear a sample of this hot little item named Mr. Coojay. And I want you guys to listen and then be so interested that you go and check him out on other websites as well. So, Ronan, can we play Mr. Coojay's song? And we'll be back to talk to you in a minute, Coojay. So let's listen to you now, okay?
No problem. I'll be right here.
All right, let's hit it, Ronan.
A Coojay and Tatiana. I want me say, we need a man that can handle the ride. Not a boy with partner one time.
We need a man to give it to me good.
Just like
to me, the money.
Yellow, yeah, you want me want to put it on ya. Bring it to my room and show you what I can do. Yellow, yeah, you want me want to put it on ya. And I'll give it to you when it's really not true. Install me, see me wish strong like an ox. In a bedroom fight, me can't feel. Nobody full of roots, so me have to prevail. When things get rough, me a couple pull you here. Next stop, let's meet for your cheer. Yellow, yeah, where you want me, want me put it on ya. Bring it to my room and show you what I can do. Yellow, yeah, where you want me, want me put it on ya. I can give it to you when you hold it. Never flop, no, me always do a good job.
You say OMG, oh my God.
Remember that girl, you know me like it.
Want me to be sitting on your table, be a bike sprint.
When you don't hop on the bike, you show me how you ride it.
I'm excited.
Destination SP, girl, you decide it.
By the way, you want me.
Definitely it does, especially in the clubs.
Oh my God, I was you could you tell I was way across the room because I'm just commenting. I'm like, "Oh, I got to get to the mic. I got to get to the microphone." But yeah, oh, I love it. And you guys really sound good together. That Tatiana girl is really hot. She's throwing down some very cool vocals, isn't she?
Oh, definitely. She's a very good singer. She's been singing for a while. We actually went to high school together,
oh.
And we both were like the musicians of the classroom.
Oh, now are you two still performing together? Or do you have another song coming out? Or what's going on with you two? Are you going to do anything in the future?
We're actually both like individual artists,
mm-hmm.
but we do perform together this song. We have to perform the single together, of course, because everyone wants to hear it.
Yeah.
So we do shows together. But as for more singles, I'm not sure as yet because I've been busy on some other projects.
And what have you been doing? What's going on? What are these other projects? Tell us.
Well, at the moment, I'm busy getting stuff together to do a video for Put It On You. I want that to come out hopefully in July. It could be out. So be ready for the summer. So everybody could dance and get in the mood and enjoy the vibes one time.
So that means you definitely have to work with Tatiana on that since she's featured on the song, right?
Of course, definitely. Oh, we work together.
Yeah.
We work together. We're not a group, but we do work together.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, so where can we... So you're going to start working on it in July, or did you say it'll be finished by July?
I want it to be finished by July.
Okay,
so
where is it going to be where we can see this? Because we want to see the video that goes with that song. I know I do. Where can we see it?
Well, anyone that wants to see the video when it's ready, or who wants to check out any other videos and stuff from Kuj, you can check www.youtube.com/KujTV. That's KUJTV.
Okay, and you're also on MySpace, and I think you're under MySpace. It's Kuj, K-U-J. And
yep.
Then he's also on Facebook under It's I-T-Z, Kuj.
Yep.
And then Twitter, It's K-U-J.
Yep.
With a S, though, I-T-S, Kuj. Yeah, so you're on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and YouTube. So if we checked out YouTube around what part of July would we be able to see the video? First,
well,
second?
By estimation, I would say most probably like the second week.
Oh, the second week. Okay. All right. So people, mark that on your calendars. We want to see the video that goes with this song. And maybe you can send me an email maybe in June, a couple weeks before, and then I'll announce it so everybody will know to go to YouTube to see that video. So have your people contact me, and then we'll announce that video. Okay. And we'll
that's a very good idea. I'll do that.
Yeah. Now, what else has been going on? What else is exciting going on in your world?
Well, before the video, I've got like 3 more singles coming out. I'm busy getting them finalized. I already recorded them. I just got to get them mastered. And then when they're done master, I just want to send them to the radio stations and internet and just let them take over the place.
Now, do you have your own studio in your home? Do you go to a separate studio? Where do you do your stuff?
Well, I do my composing at home. Mm-hmm. I do all my composing on my keyboard, so I just make all the stuff I need to do. When I go to the studio, all I have to do is add my vocals, and that's it. So the studio is at a separate location, yes.
Okay. Now, as an artist, now this show is about people listen to our show because for many different reasons. We have many different levels. We have beginners, people who listen to the show because they want to pursue a career in music or acting or whatever their particular interest of entertainment is. So let's, for the purpose of music, for people who are listening who want to make a transition into music and say they are also living on an island, because our station plays all over the world. So if they are also living on an island like St. Martin or any of Jamaica or any of the other islands, can you give this person who's listening today advice on how you get to be at your level of where you are now? What are, one, the characteristic traits that you think a person needs in order to make it in music? And two, what is the best advice that you can give them?
Well, the characteristics you would need to have, number one, you must know what you want and why you are doing it for. Because if you say, let's say you want to enter music, But your reason for entering music, the music industry, isn't a real reason. Like, okay, I want to be an artist just because I want to be famous, just for the fame. Then you won't really get far because you're not into the music itself. You're just into it for the fame. Mm-hmm. So even if you do get a little hype, it won't last long because you are not a musical being. You are a being of fame. You understand what I'm trying to...
I love that. I love that. Because if you just want the fame and you think music is the way, then you're going to only do music half-heartedly, right?
Exactly. You won't do it completely.
You won't be consistent. You won't do it every day, right?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying.
I know, but I didn't want you to tell them because you're doing it. I know already what it takes, but I'm not a musician. But I want them to hear it from a real musician who actually can say it and it's legitimate because you have the credits to be able to say it. If I tell them, they're like, oh, yeah, what do you know? You can't even sing. I can't even sing in tune. They're not going to listen to me, but they're going to listen to you because they just heard you throw down that really cool track. So what other characteristics do you think it takes? So they've got to really love music, because if you don't, you just want fame. You may have 15 minutes of fame, but then you're going to be out of there. So what else do you think? Patience.
You need to be persistent.
What?
You need to be persistent in what you want. You cannot let any little discouragement get you down. Because every artist had to go through their hard times before they reach any height of success. So you have to know, like I say, you have to know what you want. And if you know what you want, you push for it.
Right.
You get pushed down, you get back up. And
right.
With time, your persistence won't only let people respect you and see you in a different way. You yourself will become a better artist because your music will become better. So you will be received and accepted much easier with time. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens in one and just by one. It takes time. One, two, there are different steps. So besides persistence, you have to also be humble. Because a very cocky person won't get that far at all. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between confidence and being cocky.
I love that. That is for you actors too out there. Listen to what Kuje is saying. You know, there is a big difference between cocky and confidence. But you know what? It's surprising. A lot of people don't. They know that you need to be confident, but when they try to act confident, it comes off as cocky. And that's because they're not really confident to begin with. Confidence is something that is built over time, and you either have it or you don't, and it comes across as natural or it comes across as arrogant. So this is something that, you know, it's a tricky one, because you can try to act confident, but if you try too hard, it's going to come across as cocky. Now let's talk about how when you're giving us these things that you need to have in order to make it in the music business. Now, those characteristic traits are very applicable to everyone pursuing music, but especially for someone that is trying to pursue music in the islands. Now, here, you know, there's so many musicians, like millions and millions and millions come here or go to New York or wherever they go to pursue it. What is the music scene like on the islands, and what's the difficulty level of trying to get your music to be, I don't know if you can compare it with like here. I don't know how you would do that because I'm not really, that's not my forte, but how difficult is it to become successful as a musician on the islands as opposed to here, I guess is the question.
Well, it all depends which island you're on as well.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, if you're on an island like Jamaica, Barbados, or Trinidad, it's easier for you because those islands are already known to bring out big artists. People already have their eye out on these islands, especially when you hear reggae or dancehall. You think one time on Jamaica. When you hear about soca, you think about Trinidad. Rihanna comes from Barbados. So these islands are already known for bringing out good artists. Now, where I'm from, St. Martin, no one ever heard of an artist from St. Martin that reach on those very high levels. So it's very difficult to make it on St. Martin, because not only is the island not known for music, to the, I would say, the community itself is not really into supporting its own artists.
Oh. And why is that? Because they've never had one to really put them on the map, so to speak, correct?
Well, I wouldn't say because of that. But I would say because we are not confident in our own.
Wow. Now, what do you think that people need to do to change that and to start supporting the musical artist?
Well, it's all a mindset thing. It's all about your mindset. If you have not been like taught to appreciate your own, then you won't. So we have to change the mindset of the people themselves in order to see a change.
And how do you think you can go about doing that?
The only reason we could go about doing that is if more artists on St. Martin take the music careers more seriously. Mm-hmm. Because not much artists on St. Martin are taking it seriously. They are doing it for, like I said, fame.
Uh-huh.
And if they're doing it as well, they're not being real with it, because they sing what they see on television.
So they're not into making original. They're not really pushing their originality or their creativity.
Exactly.
They're just mimicking.
Yeah, most of them are copycats. But also, to me, no matter where you live, whether it's St. Martin, Jamaica, or the States, in order for you to be like recognized, it's all about exposure and promotion.
Right.
And now I think is the best time than before, because now we have all of these social networks.
Exactly.
Now it's much easier than back then. Back then you had to try to get it on the radio.
Right.
But now we could just go on MySpace, YouTube, send it to a few friends send it to their friends, and it keep going on like that.
Absolutely. I mean, take the example. I don't know if you know about this, but you know that they replaced the lead singer of the band Journey, the old lead singer Steve Perry, with a Filipino guy, a guy from the Philippines. And how did they find him? One of the band members of Journey happened to be up by, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, just searching YouTube, and he came across a guy in the Philippines, a complete unknown, who was obsessed with Journey, was singing Journey songs. He sounded exactly like Steve Perry, and the next day he got a call from the lead singer of Journey asking him if he wanted to be flown to the United States to audition. And what happened? The guy thought it was a joke and hung up on the guy from Journey. But eventually it worked out. And now that guy, who was just a little guy in the Philippines who was a complete unknown, who put his work on YouTube, is now the lead singer of Journey. So I know what you're saying.
That's impressive.
Yes.
But it's also a very good example.
So, and that's what you're doing. You got it out there. You got your stuff on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and that's what you need to do. Now, we only have 2 minutes. If you had to give a last piece of advice to our audience, or anything that you want to say to our audience, what would you say to any aspiring musicians that want to take the path that you have expressed of being original, creative, doing your own thing? What do they need to do to keep it real?
Well, the best thing to keep it real is just be you. That's one. But I would say, anyone that wants to make it or at least be recognized, all you have to do is do your own thing and expose yourself. You know, just do what you have to do. Do not sit back and expect it to happen, because nothing's going to happen if you sit down. So you have to get up, get online, go out in the streets, you know, get yourself out there, because one day someone will recognize your work.
That's right. Just be persistent. Do what Kujay's doing. Look at that. He's on a radio station in the States, and pretty soon he'll be touring over here, and you'll be able to catch him at a local arena near you. Am I right, Kujay? Kujay is coming over. Make room for Kujay. Am I right?
Cycle, get that
right. Yeah, yeah. And you know what, everybody? We're going to close the show out with the song. We are going to play as much as we can. We got 1 minute, but hey, 1 minute of Kujay, that's worth it, baby. So, Kujay, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And if anybody wants to check him out, go to YouTube, Kujay, KUJ TV, MySpace, it's ITSKUJ, on Facebook, ITZKUJ. And on Twitter, ITSKUJ. Kujay, you're coming back on the show next year, baby. You're back on, because we want to know what's going on with that video, all right?
No problem. We're actually not next year, a few more months.
All right. All right, sweetie. Thank you, everybody. We don't have a show next week, but we're back June 5th with Dan Shields. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Bye, Kujay. Let's play him out, Ronan.
Akuje and Tatiana. I want me say, we need a man that can handle the ride, not the boy we pop the one time.
We need a man to give it to me good, just not too many money.
Get the way you want me, want me put it on ya. Bring it to my room and show me what I can do. Get the way you want me, want me put it on ya. Can I give it to you anyway?
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona,
only on LA Talk Radio.